All right, let's begin. Okay, we saw Tosfos yesterday inside. I want to say it outside and go right to the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Before we do that, though, I want to do the first Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You see the first Rebbe Akiva Eiger in the Shas? We said we'd leave it for today. So let's do that quickly. And that is the first Rashi where it says Machloikis. It's actually not the third Rashi. No, but you see where it says Machloikis? There's a Machloikis. Rav Nachman said that you went in and you threw the guy out of his sukkah. Yes? Look at Rashi Machloikis. Okay? Donnie, read Machloikis. Lamed Aleph went off the top.
2 days
ago. Rashi. Machloikis. Go ahead. Machloikis.
Machloikis. Go ahead. I'm a chubar.
Yeah, do the Rashi. Machloikis. The Rashi.
Oh, the Rashi. The Rashi.
Second line.
Oh,
yeah.
Had to post your Rabbi Elazar. I could go into
it. Read the Ramaskal.
Machloikis. Had to post your Rabbi Elazar. I could go into it. Talk of his chavero.
The Chazka.
The Chazka.
You did it with strength. You threw him out. Go ahead.
Let's see. I mean, Shukaso. Habanuya. The Karko. Shell. Nigsa. Bechol. 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 Karko. Right. Huki. Karko.
Okay. So Rabbi Kivager there says, look in the Chuvas Panamiris. Please get this down. If you look in the Chuvas Panamiris, Rabbi Kiva Eiger points out the Panamiris asks the following kasha. The Gemara has a machlokes in Chulin and Tetvav that if you say something that's tallish and make it mechubal lekarka, we say it's not mechubal lekarka. So Rashi says, mechubal lekarka, arunke karka. It's a pella. That's the kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eiger is referencing.
Uh-huh.
Please get that down. It's in Chulin and Tetvav. Okay? So there's two answers I want to give you. Number one is from the Sefer Merume Sada, then it's it. The Rashi writes, the sukkah is attached to the land, it's like karka. But it's not true though. The Gemara in the Chulin Tetvav Manal has machlekes, and we paskin that's considered to be tallish, not machuber. So that's a very, very strong kasha. So, two answers I want to give you. One is from the Nitziv and the Merume Sada. The Nitziv Sefer on Shas is called the Merume Sada. And you know what he writes? He writes, for purposes of Zeila, it's considered to be kikarka. Okay? In other words, that's a machlokas in transactions. But for Gzeila, everyone's going to agree it's kikarka. Okay? That's a chiddush of the Nitziv. Why should Gzeila be different? I'm not sure. But I want you to know that answer. That's what the Nitziv says beferish. He says, Linen Gzeila kuli alma kikarka. That's number one, the Nitziv. Please get that down, Rumi Sada. That's number one. Okay? Number two answer is as follows, and I want to suggest that this is what Rashi means, even though I think it's a little bit of a dochek in Rashi to say it. But let me tell you what he says, the Panamiris himself. The Panamiris himself answers the kasha in a very beautiful way, and he says the following. There's something called in halacha, kinin agav. Are you familiar with the kinin agav? Kinin agav is when, I make a kinin at a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan, and there are a bunch of cars on it, or tractors on it. So agav means by the fact that I'm kona the kark, I'm also kona the metopolim. That's called a kinyan agav. So maybe he wants to suggest here, says the Panamiris, that the din of Phonos and Skaka like the karka. That if karka would be nixellus, let's get it down, Matthew. If karka would be nixellus, then what? Then the sukkah, then the walls and the skaka would be nixellus as well. That's all Rashi meant. So I want to put that in the words of Rashi. Kolam achubel karka kekarka means outside kinin agaf, meaning that if the kark is nixellus, then the dolphin and the schach would also be nixellus as well. That's all Rashi means to say. Outside the kinin agaf. So that's two ways we want to solve what? We want to solve the first Rebbe Kiva Eiger we saw today.
The
second mouth is the Panamiris himself, but I'm suggesting that's what Rashi might have meant, Adam. I'm pushing it into Rashi's words, even though it's a little bit schwer. But Lamais, I'm saying for the purposes of agav, you made a kinyan. If karka is nixellus, then if the karka is acquired along with the what? The stuff that's on the karka. Namely what? Not just cars or tractors, but here it's the walls and the what and the schach as well. You got me?
Yeah.
Now there's a machlekes between Rashi and Tyson. I want you to know whether kinyan agav is the rabbanon or the araisa. Tyson, Kedushin, Ham, and Alf says kinyan agav is a kinyan the araisa. Tyson, Babakama, Yudbeisim, and Alf says a kinyan the rabbanon. So I want you to get that. Is it considered to be a kinyan d'oraisa, the Rabbanan, Tosfos and Kiddushin holds it's a what? It's a kinyan d'oraisa, okay? And Rashi and Baba Kama and Daf Yudbeis, Rashi says it's a kinyan what? Kinyan d'Rabbanan, okay? Is this a kinyan that's d'oraisa, the Rabbanan? But those are the two tirits we want to give to that first bless you, Adam, that first Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Let's go on now to number two. Number two, second mahalach. Matthew, you're getting this down, you're writing it down, you're focusing everything. If you write it down, you focus. You got it? You got the Rabbi Kiveger, the two terutzim, okay? The Panamiris. First answer was the Netziv, that even though Chulin daf Tedvav Amar Aleph, I believe it is. Yeah? Tedzayin Amar Aleph, rather. Tedzayin Amar Aleph, it has a machlekes. We paskin what? That if your Tolish is Kimachubra, it's Lavke Machubra Dami. So what does Rashi mean? He said, Netziv says by Gzeil, it's different. Gzeil, everyone considers it to be Machubra. Why should it be different? I'm not sure. But that's what he says. Second Teretz says that we're suggesting, no, he meant Kininagav. That's all he meant. And then we're saying that's what Rashi's saying. Okay. All right, second Mahalach. Let's get it. The Tosis we learned yesterday, Mary and Ashir, pointed out the following gigantic Chiddush. What was the example that Rashi gave of a stolen sukkah? It was a sukkah that was stolen off a car or a wagon. Yes? Everyone agrees that's Metaltlin and that's Zayla. So that's a sukkah Gzula, no doubt. Everyone agrees that that's considered to be what? That's considered to be a problem. Okay, that's fine. However, Tulsus is bothered by Rashi. What do you got to give such a fancy case? Give a much simpler case. Number one, he said what? What was number one? Number one is that you could steal wood and make a sukkah out of that. Before Takanas Marish, would that be a sukkah gzula? Yes. Because why? It's a shinui chazul b'riyasa. You're not konin. And therefore, if you make a sukkah out of it, it's a sukkah gzula. So Tulsus says, why do you got to get fancy, Rashi? Just say that case. Without Takanas Marish, it would have been fine. That's lo bitukam. Yehuda, what does the word bitukam mean?
Established.
It's established. The Pasuk is talking about that simple case. It's not talking about before Takanas Marish. Very simple. Okay, good. That would have been a case. Now, what does the Taisa say? I want you to get this down. Look at the first page in the packet. Donnie, you got the packet? Read the first page in the packet, the Taisa Gittin. Please get this down. Read those where I underline. But oh, I'm reading it. This is Taisa Gittin and Hammond out. Go ahead.
Wait, I'm reading awesome. Hi, Kishira. Metal.
The case of the beam of the sukkah. Kishira is the beam of the sukkah, our case. Avdu what? The Rabbanim made a takanah neishavim, you can keep it. Go ahead. You don't have to own a sukkah, you only have to own lulav, you have to own, not a sukkah. Go ahead. And you're only possible because of mitzvah baba avera. Go ahead. Get this down. Tosfos says that once you're kona the object, you no longer say mitzvah baba avera. Whose sheet is that? The Ri or Rabbeinu Tam's?
The Ri.
Excellent, Matthew. However, Tosfos points out a chiddush, and I wrote it on the board. Let's say you're koneh something with a kinyan in the Rabbanan. Is that enough to say that it's yours? That you don't say mitzvah baba avera?
Yes.
Tosfos writes black on white, it's enough. As long as you're koneh even in the Rabbanan. Because the koneh shashavim is in the power of hefker, is in hefker. The chum that clear it's yours. Even though it's through the means of a kinyan d'rabbanan, that's enough to say it's mine. But it's not a kinyan d'rabbanan, I don't care. Hefker bis nefker elevates it to be like it's d'rabbanan. And once it's mine, I no longer say mitzvah baba avera. So that's what you see from the Tyson Gittin. I want you to make sure you get that. It's a tremendous chiddush. But Tyson Gittin points it out. I wanted you to see it. That's why we don't say mitzvah baba avera. As long as you're kind of a kinyan d'rabbanan. We're going to get to other cases when we get to that in the Gemara, other svaras. But Tyson points it out. Okay. So back to our Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Why do you got to give a fancy case, Rashi, of a sukkah gzula? It's on a car, it's on a boat, or on a wagon. Just give a case where you steal eitzim before Takanas Marish. And then Tosfos goes right to give you even a simpler case.
Reuben Shimon.
Which Takanas Marish would not apply. What's the case? Reuben Shimon.
Reuben Shimon
says, oh, Reuben, you know, we're going to get back to it, but we'll do like Tosfos says, midaito. Shimon says, Reuven asks Shimon, can I build a sukkah on your premises? He says, of course you can. Go ahead. Builds a beautiful sukkah, and Shimon says, out of here. Shimon says, out of here. You're out of here. Just like the Alps when they kick a guy out of the game. You're out. You're out of here. Right? That's it. Right? So Shimon tricked Reuven, and what happens? That's the case of a sukkah gzula. Why is that a case of a sukkah gzula? Because what is Tosfos' clever, sharp shot? Because whose kark is it? It's my kark. I'm Shimon. Donnie's Reuven. So it's not kark and exelus, but what did I steal? What did I steal? I stole Donnie's wall. I stole Donnie's schach. And since it's resting on the land, that's a case of sukkah gzula. That's his case of sukkah gzula. So get that down. That's how Tosfos concludes his thesis. He says, I came up with a case where it's beautiful now, of a sukkah gzula. I came up with a case where it's a sukkah gzula because the walls and the schach I stole. And I don't have a problem with Karka and Gzelis because it's my land, Jacob. You got me? That's the cleverness of Tisus. Beautiful. Whenever you have a circle with a line, what does that show? Gilyon Ashas, Rebbe Kivager. Okay? The circle with the line is by the Rashi we did today. And now there's a circle with the line at the end of the Tisus. Go ahead. Look, read the Rebbe Kivager inside, Donnie. Toises dir maskal val, gezel. Toises
dir maskal val, gezel. Keben to lo kaima bir shuso shal ruveve.
Rechule.
Lekach in karka nigzeles.
Go ahead.
Tamu ali.
It's a wonder to me. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm reading on Yetsu, avadim, shehuksho, lekarkos.
There's a famous hekesh that links avadim with karkos. Let's assume an evik naini. Let's assume evik naini. There is a Rashi, who says every human being is hukus lekarkos. Rashi and davzayin am al. But let's stick with Tysus. He says evik naini. Go ahead.
Im kain, im gazo, avodim vach.
Let's say I steal avodim from Dani. I steal avodim from Dani. Go ahead. I bring him into my home. They are not halachically stolen. Avodim ain't exalim. Just like kark ain't exalis. Go ahead. Let's say a tsunami comes, a hurricane drowns them, God forbid. I am not responsible. They were worth money. I stole them from Dani. Ain't what? I am not responsible. Haray. Even though they're not in the domain of Dani, they're in my rishus. The Haim Birshus. They're in my rishus, the Gazlan. Go ahead. The Sarach what?
Sarach Ian Gomor.
Gottel. Sarach Ian Gottel. So what's Rabbi Kivager's kasha? What's Rabbi Kivager's kasha? I want you guys to get this. Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager's looking down at us from Shamayim. He's having nachas, trying to understand this kasha. Listen to this.
No.
Rabbi Kivager says like this. You Tosvos are based on Metzius, practicality. You were very clever that you dug up a case where I invited you to build a sukkah on my land, and I kicked out because it's my land, so it's not a problem with Kark and Zealous. But I stole the walls and the sock that are on the land. That's a case of Sukkah Zulu. We came up with a clever case to get out of the problem of Kark and Zealous. I didn't steal the Karka, but I steal the walls and sock that are resting on the land, yes? That's Tysus' fourth case. You know what Rabbi Kivager says? You don't look at Metzius. You don't look at practicality. I'll prove it to you. When I steal Avadim, do I corner those Avadim? No. Avadim are not stolen. Am I physically removing from Dani's Porshus? Yes, I am. And despite that, we say, Ein Exalim. You see, it doesn't depend on physicality. It doesn't depend on a Metzius. It depends on a halachic objective rule. So Rabbi Kivager yells at Tysus and says, it's a Pella, Sarachim and Gottel. You thought you came up with a clever case? The bottom line is carcass ain't an exalus no matter what. The bottom line is avadim are not stolen. Even though physically they're removed, it still ain't exalus. So even though you think you came up with a clever case for the carcass, it still should be ain't an exalus. It doesn't depend on Metzius or practicality. Akiv, you got the kasha? Again, what is Tysus' theory? That as long as I can Metzius come up with a case, where what? I don't have a problem with Karkin Zealous. It's my land, so I don't have that problem. But I steal the walls and schach, so that should be called the Sukkah Zula. It doesn't depend on Metzius, though, Rabbi Kivager says. I'll give you a case of Avadim where I remove from his Rishus and still ain't exalted. The din is Karkin Zealous. That's the din. It's a halachic reality. Avadim and exalted. That's a halachic reality. There's a hekesh between them. That's it. Done. You come up with all your cases, stand on your head from today until tomorrow. Come up with all the cases you want. The bottom line is, are the walls of Schachtani on the land? Yes, they are. That's the bomb kasha, Rabbi Kivager asks. It's a bomb kasha. You got that? Okay? It's a bomb kasha. You got it? Yes. Tysus is clever when he comes up with the scenario that he's saying that Karkin Gzel is not a problem in this case. Why not, Jay? Because I own the land. So what am I stealing? The walls and the schach. So that's called the case of Sukkah Zulu. I came with the case of Sukkah Zulu, even though it's not the land, but it's resting on the land. You understand what I'm saying? Because practically it's not the land itself, you know what I mean? So I'll call it a case of Sukkah Zulu, but Lamaisa, I won't have a problem with Karkin and Exelis, because I look practically, whether it's the land or not the land. It's an ingenious case, Tosa says. Rabbi Kivager says it's not ingenious, because Avadim I can physically remove from Don, just I still can't be goals to them. Yehuda, is this walls and stock resting on the land? Yes, they are. That should also be called Karkan and Zealous. It doesn't depend on Metzius. It doesn't depend on physicality. That's why he leaves it Tzarechim and Gottel. That should be Kivager's Kasha. So I want to give you two Terutzim. Okay? Let's get the two terutz from the Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kasha. Okay, look in the packet. Let's look inside. Guys, get this down. I really recommend you write it down because I don't want you to forget it. When you write it down, you can remember it. A lot of people just can't figure out this Kasha. It's a hard Kasha to work on. Donnie, read inside. Let's go. Second, this is from the Otzer Meforshia Talmud. Very fine sefer. Before Mesiftas, that's what we used to use. Okay? It's a collection of all the lumdas. Okay? It's a very fine collection. Go ahead. Yesha Hiksha. Look at read the Dibur Maska. But also Dibur. You know what Beis Aleph Talad is? But also Dibur. I'm that also Dibur. Go ahead. Let's go.
Came into the Kaimer Shushas Aruvin. Go down to the Kargo Bechazkaz Habalim. My Medes Lukach. In karka nixelas.
It's not like a regular case when I steal your karka because that's karka and nixelas. Go ahead.
Yesha hashko.
Yesha hiksha.
Yesha hish.
Meaning Rebbe Kivanger. Go ahead.
Ha'amrin on yotzu avodim shehuksha lekarkos karkos im kain im gazel avodim vachnisam leveso in nixelim v'shatfa nar in chay vachriosam.
Haray.
Haray. To af to in kaimim brushus valim behem brushus ogazlan.
See, it doesn't depend on physicality. It's still ain't exalted. Adam, you got me? So that's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. So the first answer is from Rabbi Chana Wasserman Zatzal. Shem Yimkom Domo, the Nazis killed him. Shem should revenge his holy blood. Go ahead. Let's go. Yesh Tishtire.
Yesh Tishtire. It's Deha, De Mechubor, Lekarga, Kekarga, Domi. Hakavona, Shem Mechubor, Lekarga, Mitbatel, Legabe, Hakarga, Shem Yishaber, Lo, Vahare, Hu, Kechilik, Mimeno.
Bimkain,
Lo, Kasha, Mevodim.
Why?
Go kasha, right?
Yeah, very good. Davodim.
Davodim came on the eats kashu le karkos kohecha de isnu isnu bershusa da demara isnu
isnayo they are
afilu afilu kashehem bechatzir shel gazlan aval hamechubar le karkos shel gazlan kimon shu mitvatel le gabi a karkos shu mechaber alov v'harehu kichelik mekarkos shel gazlan lo chashiv shu bershusa
demari
ele bershusa gazlan.
So he gives the following terrors. I want you to get this. Human beings, which are avodim, don't lend themselves to be nailed on the ground. They lend themselves only to halachic realities, and therefore, if you steal an eved, which I steal from Dani, they're still considered to be still in the rishus of Dani, because human beings move around; they can't be nailed on the piece of ground. So, therefore, I evoke the objective reality of that avodim are not stolen, even if physically they can move around. But kark is an inanimate object. Wood and schach is an inanimate object. And it does lend itself to become what? Part of karka. So when I steal and trick Donnie and throw him out of the sukkah that he built on my land, I morph that sukkah, those wood walls and schach, into becoming bottle the karka. It's like the karka augmented itself. That lends itself to mitzias. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And therefore we've just saved Tosos. And answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Because we say to Rabbi Kivager, don't bring me up avadim, which are human beings. Of course you can't steal avadim, you can't have kinyanim. Because human beings can't be put on the ground. But an inanimate object like wood and schach, they lend themselves to be part of the karka. And therefore, I can't steal karka, but the fact that I morph them onto my land, I'm stealing. And therefore I'm stealing your walls and I'm stealing your schach. And therefore Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kobet Shiurim, Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Vav, that's the answer that he gives to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha to be matzik tisis, to save tisis. Okay? It's a very beautiful answer. Okay? Everyone got that? That's the first answer. You got it? Don't bring me up avadim. Avadim, of course, are hukash lekarkos. There's no doubt. They're hukash lekarkos in the sense both of them can't be stolen, but there's a difference between them. The difference between them is that avadim are human beings. They don't lend themselves ever be nailed on ground. So therefore, if you move them around, so what? Of course you can't be caught in them. But a situation where I steal walls and schach and they rest on land, even though I can't steal the land, but I'm making them part of the land, and that's called a sukkah zul. Because that's an inanimate object. And therefore that can become a chelik of the karka. And by me making them a chelik of the karka, I'm called a sukkah zula. I'm a gazlan. And therefore that's what sukkah zul means. And Tyson's fourth example is a beautiful example. Adam, you got it?
I don't get, why is it that it has to be, because it's mechubar lekarka, it makes, the karka isn't stolen, so what is the...
The karka is not stolen, but the wall and schach is, and it's resting on land. And remember we always said you need karka for a sukkah? Right. So the fact that I'm making this part of my land is my act of gzela. And that act of gzela deems it a sukkah gzula. even though karka is not kzula, but I'm putting the wood in stock, Jacob, you follow me? I'm making it part of the karka. That's an act of gzela. That's called a sukkah kzula.
But why does it need to be part of the karka? It's just
because you can't have a sukkah without karka. Remember we said yesterday from Ramosha? Can't be in the mid-air.
So does the karka also become stolen? Or just
no, karka is in an exelis. But the fact that my walls and my what? My walls and the schach that Donnie built, I'm putting on my karka, that is an act of gzela, and I can call that a sukkah kzula. And that lends itself to be stolen. Whereas human beings cannot be nailed on the ground. The fact that I physically can remove him doesn't mean a thing. Ain't exalt. Avonim cannot be an exalt. Just like karka ain't exalt. But if I make something part of the karka, that's an act of gzela. Okay, that's the first teretz we got. On this, Matthew?
Yeah,
go ahead.
It was on Tosos.
Go ahead.
I don't understand how this fourth case isn't the same exact case. Aval, Gazel, Schach, Vesich,
whatever. It's much, much different.
No, it's not.
Schach, Gazel, Eitz, and Vesich, I mean, it's Shinui.
The only theoretical difference is that you stole the wall here. Plus the schach,
right.
You stole the schach and use it for schach.
Right, but you told me
the
difference.
Steal the karka.
What's the difference though? The Tosus pitted them two together. Tekunas Marsh can apply to Gazel Eitz and Sichet. Tekunas Marsh doesn't exist for this because I didn't build it. He built it. Donnie built it. You're absolutely right. That's why Tosus pitted one after the other.
Who's to say it wouldn't apply here?
No, because Tekunas Marsh only applies when you do Tirch. When I built it, I built nothing. All I did was throw him out. He built it. What you're saying is what Tosa said. He quoted the third case, and then he said the fourth case is even better because the Kodesh Marsh would not apply. You're saying, good, that's what Tosa said. He says the fourth case is even the best case because the Kodesh Marsh wouldn't even apply.
So where does Tosa base off the fact that Marsh is only based off if you were...
He said that. He said, Lomi Tukum. He said that the Gazel Eitz in Mesichach would have been a good case if it wasn't for Tekunas Marsh.
Let's say this guy built a huge sukkah on my land. But, I wasn't on Triath to build it because I didn't build it, but I stole his property.
But I didn't do anything. So the only time you have Tekunas Marsh is when I put work into it. I didn't do anything. All I did was throw him out. So that's why Tosha says this fourth case is the best case. That's what he says. He says, below a Don't give me a Gazel Eitz like Rashi. I'll give you this case. It's exactly what you're pointing out. Is what Tice is saying. You're saying good. This is even better. Okay? All right. Let's go to the second teretz to Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. Go ahead, Donnie. This is from the great corner of Shimon Shkup. Rav Shimon Shkup, you know, was a Rebbe, Rosh Shivir in the 20s. The great corner wrote the Shari Yosher. Rav Shechter Shlita's father-in-law, Zatzal, Rav Shapiro, was a Rosh Shimon Torah Vadas, wrote up the Shirim of Shari Yosher. He was a great gon. So go ahead. What does he say? This is the answer of Reb Shimon Shkup. Go
ahead.
What do we have here? What's this teretz here, Lamaisa? What's this teretz here? What do you have? He says, karka and gzelus, there's what? There's no mice gzelus, there's no kinyan gzelus. We're going to write it on the board. Go ahead, Lachain. What's begavna da? In this case, da means this case. Gavna is a case. Go ahead. But my case that I drew up, Tulsa says, that's a case of a Maisa Gezel. Because you don't have the problem of King Kong. Why? Because why? I'm stealing the walls and the schach. So there is a Maisa. Go ahead. Avopi
Shech Yuve Gezela Elo Ba.
Meaning, even though there's no Kinyanim. Go ahead. The Gam.
The Gam Bavarim Kendu. Shech Yuve Gezela Elo Bahem. Aval Maisa Gezela Yishkan.
Oh. So let's get this. What's the answer? The answer is like this. Genius answer. The answer is that Avadim, let's go like this. Karka Ainin Exelis is based on what? Is Ain Maisa Exela? The Ain what? Vain Kinyon Exela. Nothing. Okay? What does Avadim mean? What does Avadim in Exalim mean? Donnie, what does Avadim in Exalim mean? Can you do a Maisa Exela? Of course you can. You can kidnap him.
But there's no
opinion. There's a Maisa Exela, but there's no what? Achain, however, Ain Kinyon Exela. Correct. Achain. Ain Kinyan Exela. Everyone got this? Okay? That's the Hekesh between the two. What's the Hekesh? That there's no Kinyan by both. That there's no Jerez HaKosovs. When anything that, and not that there's no, any Xerus HaKosav Din, you apply to Kark, you apply to Evan. But there's a difference between the two. If it's a difference, I'll be smart, I can physically steal an Evan. Can I physically steal Karka? No. Correct? Is that correct? So that, what's the heckish between Avonim Karkos? Matthew, why don't you get this down? What's the heckish between Avonim Karkos of Chaim says? The dinim that are Xerus HaKosav we apply. But if there's a smart difference between the two, that there can be a difference. Oh, so it comes out like this. What Tosus drew up is a case. In Tosus' case, Uvda Shel Tosus, Uvda means the case. The case of Uvda Tosus is a case of Karka, but it's a case of a Maisa Gzela without what? Achein Ein Kinyan Gzela. Excellent. Why is that? Because I drew up a case, Adam, of wood and Tzchak that's resting on the wall, on the ground. So that's called a Karka that I could do a Maisa on. I stole your stuff. Because I don't get a problem with the King Kong's for it because it's not the ground, but it's resting on the ground.
Isn't making the sukkah a Kenyan?
What'd you say?
Isn't like making the sukkah and having the mice?
No, it's a mice. That's what I want you to get down. So you see that the phrase of karka enim exelus means what? What does karka enim exelus mean according
to Kenyan?
There's no what?
And mice.
There's no Kenyan and there's no mice. Correct. But Tosus is saying sukkah zula is referring to what? A mice, not the Kenyan. I want you to get that down. You see from this answer that the phrase sukkah gzula relates to what, Adam? Relates to the maisa gzela. Okay. That will deem you the title of sukkah gzula, not kinyan gzela, because you can't get kinyan gzela. You understand what I'm saying? I dug up a maisa. So therefore the answer is, don't ask me a kasha from avadim. Avadim is what? Avadim is there's no maisa, and there's no, avadim is enkikos, because there's a mice and those kinyan exhala. Kark is what, and exhala, there's no mice and no kinyan exhala. However, if I can dig up a case of a mice, then I will call it what? If I can dig up a mice, then I will call it what? I will call it a sukkazula. So what I'm telling you is they're not symmetrical. What do I mean they're not symmetrical? When we say kark and exhala, we mean there's no mice and there's no kinyan. When we say avadim and exhala, there is a mice and there's a mice exhala, but there's no kinyan exhala. What Tosus did by the Karka is I dig you up a case of sukkah zula where there's a mice exhala, but there is no what kinyan exhala. So they're not necessarily symmetrical. You understand what I'm saying? They're not symmetrical?
I'm not getting this.
They're not symmetrical because avadim are what? Avadim are not stolen. Why are they not stolen? There's a mice exhala, there's no kinyan exhala. Yes? You can physically take them out of your rishus, but I can't be kona them. By karka, there's no mice and there's no kinyan exhale either. There's neither.
By karka, but see, what about the things on the karka?
That's why I said, by the things by the karka.
See, doesn't the mice lead to the
things by the karka, there's a mice exhale, but there's no kinyan exhale. That's why I call it a sukkah zula.
How about the mice lead to the mice is part of the kinyan?
No, it's not. Cannot be kona karka. Karka's an exhalus. But I did a mice. So if I did a mice, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what we call what? Sukkah Zula. Sukkah Zula looks at the mice and not the kinyan exhale. Izzy, you got me? Yes? Sukkah Zula looks at the action, the mice exhale, not at the kinyan exhale. That's what you see from the second terrace. Whereas according to the first terrace we gave, we look at what? First terrace we gave, what do we look at? We look at the kinyan.
The second terrace is seeing the sleeves and the sukkah are the same thing.
No, they're not. They're not the same
thing. They both have a mice, but not a kinyan.
They both have a mice in Tosa's case, but despite that, ain't mice exhala. Ain't avadim exhala. Even though there's a mice. But by karka, though, by karka, if there's a mice, you could call that a sukkah gzula. Even though you cannot cone it. Because a sukkah gzula doesn't look at the kinyan, it looks at the what? The mice. And you could have a mice in Tosa's case. You look at the mice. That's what I'm saying, that the difference between the two terutsim that we're giving the answer and giving your kasha. When I tell you what a sukkah zula is, do you look at the mice exhale or do you look at kinyan exhale? According to the first answer, you're looking at kinyan exhale. Because I morphed it into my land, therefore I call it what? I call it a kinyan, yes? Yeah. Whereas according to the second terutsim, we're saying no. I don't need to make a kinyan. I can't make a kinyan out of it. But it's a mice. So since it's a mice, it's called a what? Sukkah zula. You got me? Yeah, Matthew, what do you say?
Don, I think what Rebbe's explaining is that generally by karka there's no maisa and there's no kinyan.
Right.
And by avadim there's always
a maisa.
Yes, maisa, but no kinyan.
Yes.
So the hekesh, what I think the second text is saying is that hekesh applies in those general cases of when karka is a maisa and ain kinyan.
Well, as we said from the Kain, the hekesh applies because there's a kosav din.
Exactly.
So there's a custom dinim. They're not based on svara.
Yeah, but now because there's a maisa in this area of karka.
That's correct.
And so it's not a general case of karka and exiles. It's a unique case.
More similar to
it's a unique case. Yeah, it's a unique case. There's a maisa, but there's no kinyan.
But it's similar to avodim because there is a maisa, but it's not similar because the maisa does work to make a kinyan, while the maisa doesn't work by avodim.
No, it doesn't make a kinyan either by sukkah.
It makes it an exelus.
It makes it an exelus for sukkah gzula, because the sukkah gzula, you look at the maisa of era. In order to be called the sukkah gzula, you don't look at the maisa of era gzula, not the kinyan.
Avodim, you look at the kinyan.
Avodim, the maisa can't be caught anyway. Right. Avodim, you can't be caught anyway.
With this reading, we're making a chalas on the sukkah, because we're changing the sukkah from a theoretically kosher sukkah to a non-kosher sukkah. Right, we're changing the chepsa.
The sukkah is the sukkah gzula, based on the maisa there.
Exactly, because of the maisa, this
teretz. Right, but I'm saying, first teretz looks at the fact whether it's kinyan.
Exactly, so right. Now what I'm wondering is, because, without even saying that, we have theoretically made it, in a way, more similar to avodim, is there any chalas of the Evan when the maisa gezel has happened?
No.
Like, I don't know if there's
no, because that's the nature of an Evan. An Evan can have a maisa gzela without kinyan gzela. And still, despite the
so
saying,
because Evan could have maisa gzela without... Without opinion, then there's no chalas when there's a maisa gzela.
Right.
No.
Oh, right.
But here, because karka normally can't have a maisa gzela.
But I don't want you to make a mistake and say karka's still in an exelus. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to be kona the sukkah.
So it is, exactly.
No, you're not going to be kona the sukkah.
I know.
But the fact that it's called a sukkah psu is because there's a maisa veira of gzela done to it. Correct. Saying that's a chiddush. That's a new approach to what sukkah psu is. First, there's was assuming you have to be kona in order to get that. Okay.
So how is this? We did a few weeks ago, maybe last week, the quasi owner piece in the Rishima Shira.
About which din?
What was it? It was about, I think the Shira is Chozer Riyasa, maybe, or Kargan Exiles. When we said that, it's like, it can't be, it's not ownerless, but like, it's quasi-kinyan.
Well, we said according to Tosos, there was a possibility before Yehosh, you owned it somewhat. Remember that?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That word. You owned it somewhat.
Can we extrapolate that?
No, that was not by sukkah, though, no?
That's not by sukkah.
That was not by sukkah.
So there would be by karka.
Yeah, that's here we're talking about karka. Where did Tosos make that line?
I think it's in the big Tosos.
We said it on the big sukkah with Ein Yehosh Bekarka. Remember he said, Lefnei Yehosh? When he was talking about Lefnei Yehosh, you had a what? Remember, you had a Lefnei Yehosh, you have a certain Bible sign. That's something else, okay?
Right,
okay, we got this? All right, we got this? Those are the two teruts, and we have the discussion. Clear?
Yeah.
Adam, you got it? Okay, fine. Now, Lamaisa, I want to move to the following, okay? Let's see the Lashon of the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara, and then we got to go back to what? We got to go back to this Rishi Mishir. Let's see the Gemara, okay? Go ahead, Matthew. Read the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, guys. Let's see inside. Amar Ravina. We're up to Amar Ravina. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, okay? Do you notice, before we go on to Amar Ravina, please get this. What was the Lashon Rav Nachman said to her? He said, Ein lo etzim bilvad. Yes?
Yeah.
You notice that Lashon of bilvad? So I saw, very interesting, the Ksav Sofer added on, the following, I want you to get this. I thought it was a beautiful pshat, Lamaisa, he added on. He said, Lamaisa, based on the previous Gemara, let's read the next piece of Gemara, then you'll see it. Go ahead, Amar Ravina.
Amar Ravina.
Go ahead, Hai
Kshura. How is it
that... So Ravina said, a beam of a sukkah that was stolen... The Rabbanim made it Takan Mishu Takanis Marish. What'd they say?
They said that you don't need to give it back, you're just going to give back the money.
Excellent. You're Yotz in the midst of Sukkah. Go ahead.
Shita, Maish, Nama, Eitzim. Of course I know that. Why is it different than what we just learned?
Why should the beam be different than Eitzim?
Because they don't have a mina, Eitzim Shchiche, that Eitzim, it's common that they can be stolen and one can be misyash them and they can't even go through.
Because why? You could find Eitzim, big deal. You go to the store and get Eitzim. Go ahead, about what?
But regarding this large beam, it's not common and you won't get to be able to.
You won't be able to get it, so I would think maybe what? That the Migzah could demand the what? Demand it back. Go ahead. Kamash Malanda, what?
That you can't, that you don't get the thing back, you get and the you money back. And
you can cash, and therefore you don't have to give the bean back. Excellent. Yeah. Hani Mili.
Hani Mili, Shiva, Malabasar, Shiva, Hadaman, and these were.
That's only within Shiva.
7 days of Sukkot, but after Sukkot.
There's no Takana Smarish. You can demand the bean back. And if you cement it with cement, right?
Even if it's after Sukkot,
even after Shiva, you can demand the what?
The money, you, not the...
You can only have to give the cash, but you don't have to give the bean back. Yes?
Yeah.
So Takanas Marash does not apply in Sukkot.
Yeah.
It only applies during Sukkot. So I want you to get this, okay? First of all...
I thought we said Halacha Maaseh, that's not true.
No, no, it is true, Takanas Marash, we said.
So then Takanas Shavim always applies?
Takanas Marash... No, no, Takanas Marash is a Takanas Shavim.
Same
thing.
That we made the Takana that we want thieves... To be,
yeah,
to
but
be
only during Sukkot. Only during Sukkot, though. But after Sukkot, there's no reason to have it.
So it's like 20 years later, you were a thief and you wanted to.
Yeah, as long as you didn't build, as long as you didn't build it, Lamaise. I'm on a beam. Talking about a beam, the Lamaise of a stolen Sukkot.
Let's say you stole a car, and 25 years later, you come about Tshuva and you want to like do something. Give
a car is no, there's no tircha. It's got to be tircha. Remember, the Sukkot is not a tircha, Lamaise. When you build a Sukkot outside of Sukkot, but here it's a big hefset. On Sukkot, a hefset. So that's why it's limited only to Sukkot, because not a big hefset. So it emerges like this. Guys, get it down. The Ra'ah asks, okay, the Ra'ah asks Akasha, how do you have a Havamita to say that the Kshura was not a Takanas Marash? It's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah getting? I just told you. Nunheim it out, Takanas Marash. How could you have a Havamita that doesn't apply? There's a flat-out Mishnah that anything you steal, there's a din of Takanas Marash. How does Gemara have a Havamita that shouldn't apply to a beam? That's the Ra'ah's kasha. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
So he says the following answer. He says, you know what? Takanas Marash would be when you build it into a real structure, a real building, a binyan chazak. And if you have to take the beam down, you'll destroy the building. But a beam of a sukkah, it's a binyan arai anyway, a sukkah. So I'd have a havamin to say you can what? You'd have to destroy your sukkah and rebuild the sukkah. Kamashman, it's not true. That there's a din of Takanas Marash on sukkahs. Because this is where you have to live on sukkahs, so therefore what? It's a serious deal. Adam, you got me? That's the Havamin. Again, the Ra'ah asks, what kind of Havamin is it, Jacob? It's a Mishnah. How can you tell me? Mishnah says, anything you steal, you make into a structure, you don't have to return it. So how can the Gemara say, I think this is different? Because it's Sukkot. It's not a binyan chazak. It's a temporary thing. So take it down and rebuild the Sukkot. No. During Sukkot, once you've done it, there's a din takanas marash. That's what the Ra'ah writes. Okay, it's a Chiddush. Very interesting Chiddush. That's what the Ra'ah says, number one. Number two, please get this. Number two, we got this? Donnie, come on. Number two, let's get it. The Ritva points out here, and I gave you the Ritva. The Ritva points out here, if the Nigzal takes the Goslin to a Beis Din during Sukkot, what's the Din? The Ritva writes, what happens if he takes him to a Din Torah during Sukkot? What's the Din? Halach l'maisa. And he hasn't yet paid him. What's the Din? Halach l'maisa. He hasn't yet paid him. The Goslin hasn't paid him. What's the Din? He's chayiv only cash, and the chayfetz is considered to be what?
Included.
It's considered to be owned by the Goslin. If you took him to a din Torah during Sukkot, it's yours, the Goslin's. Just pay him cash. However, the Ritva writes, what happens if you took him to a din Torah after Sukkot? What happens if you took him to a din Torah after Sukkot? What do you say?
Depends if it's kavua or not.
Or he wants to wait till after Sukkot. Or he doesn't have in mind to steal it till after Sukkot. What's the din? Then after Sukkot, what's halacha? It's got to come back. The beam. It's got to come back. Halacha l'maisa. It's got to come back. And the proof is from the case of the grandmother. The grandmother, they weren't mechayev to pay them. They weren't mechayev to pay miyad. Afal pikin, he said to them, what? You pay domin. Afal pikin, he said, you pay domin. So they proved that from the case of the grandmother. Because the case of the grandmother didn't make him pay l'maisa immediately. Afal Pikin, he said, you should what? You should pay Domin. So you got the Klal of the Ritva? What's the Klal of the Ritva? Klal of the Ritva is that if you take the guys into the Beis Din during Sukkot or before Sukkot, even though they haven't yet paid, it's theirs. And they only have to pay cash. Only if you only took it to the Din Torah after Sukkot, or he wanted to wait till after Sukkot, or he didn't intend to steal it till after Sukkot, the din is that what, you got to put the beam back, and you cannot just pay cash. And the proof is from the grandmother, because they weren't mechayev that they should pay immediately. Nevertheless, he said what? There was no din Torah. Nevertheless, Lomais, he said to pay what? Pay Domin. So, what I want to bring out from here is the following, please. The Aruch HaNir says like this. It says in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halachei, and in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Samach Sif Aleph, it's mashmal like the Ritva. The Rambam says, Afilu Gozel Kura, V'asol So B'sukas HaChag, U'ba Ba'al HaKur Lit Ba'al B'tochim E'achag, Nosol Lo Estameh. And it's like that in Shulchan Aruch. What is that mashmal? It's mashmal exactly like the Ritva. If you go after the guy during Sukkos, he doesn't have to give you the beam back. He needs the beam. Only when you go after him after Sukkos do you have to what? Do you have to give the beam back. Yes? Okay. Now listen to this. What about four Sukkos? What would you say before Sukkos if you took him to a din Torah? So the tour's mashma, also you got to give him cash. And it's your beam. Because before Sukkos, Sukkos is coming. You need the beam. But if you look in the Rambam says that he was toveh you on Sukkos itself. So that's the question. The Maharam Shik says, do you say Takanas HaShavim before Sukkos or not? So the Maharam Shik says, he thinks, yes, you do. You do, because even though it's before Sukkos, you need what? Even though it's before Sukkos, you need what? You need to have the Sukkah ready. So he says, it's your beam, Goslin, just pay the cash. So before Sukkos is like Sukkos itself, okay? And it's a very interesting raya, because when you talk about, is a woman chayv in Sukkah? We learned that. Are women chayv in Sukkah? Yes or no? No, they're putter from Sukkah. Nevertheless, she makes the Sukkah with stolen stuff. So we say, if we don't do a takana, she's not going to do tshuva. So even though Lamaisa, even for her, it's considered to be a binyan for 7 days. So even though she's not mechuyav in Sukkah, this is where she's going to live. So you got me? So we say takana smarsh on Sukkahs, and we say it also when? Before Sukkos as well. Okay? That's the Chiddush I want to bring out. And that's what the Ksav Sofer says in the story. He says, you know what? He says, the elderly lady, the older woman, what does she say? She says, oh, only on wood do we say Takanas Marish. So Rashi says, oh, well, wood you can find in the Shuk all the time. It's no Tircha. So maybe they didn't make a Takanas Marish. So that's exactly what the Savta yelled at. She's the daughter of Avram Avinu. She doesn't go out to the Shuk a lot. Since she doesn't go out to the Shuk a lot, how is she going to be able to get Eitzim? So therefore they had a Havim that you don't make the Takanas Marish. So what did Rav Nachman say? He said, you're not a Bas Avram Avinu. You're yelling like a Meshuggah. You're not acting like a Bas Avram Avinu. And therefore you should be able to go out to the Shuk. And therefore what did he paskin? He paskin, all you guys got to do is pay cash. She doesn't get the beam at all. You understand what I'm saying?
Like she lied? Like
that. Well, she claimed she was the boss of Avram. She's not acting like that. She's acting like a mechutzuf. So he told her, Bilvad. That's the stress of the word Bilvad. He says, according to you, you're not acting like a real boss melech. And therefore, you should be able to go out and get the Eitzim. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, I'm not going to charge you. You have no ability to charge on after all. She says, it's going to be an extra terker for me to go out to the marketplace and get wood. Tag on another $5-$10. Forget about it, Bilvad. You're not acting like a bas melech. You don't get any $5-$10 extra at all. That's exactly why he said Bilvad. You understand the stress of Bilvad? It's beautiful. You hear what I'm saying? That's what it means, Bilvad. Bilvad means that's all you get. You can't add on any more money because you're not acting like a bas melech. You have to have that tircha. So you see that what? He didn't make them pay immediately, right? But Lamaisa, nevertheless, he did say pay to Domin. Why did he say pay to Domin? Because the bottom line is that what it was on Chag, right? Was she Toveyam on Chag? Is this on Sukkos? What was the story, guys? It's on Sukkos, no? It's on Sukkos. Yeah, it's on Sukkos, like Adam's saying. So that's how he proved his point. He didn't make them pay right, if it's during Sukkos, Allah Lamaisa, you know, they can keep the beam, you can pay afterwards. He said, pay the dumb in Lamaisa. The thing is, the end of that piece in the Ritva, he says, his Dvarav is not like Rashi. So if you look in the notes on the bottom of the Ritva, he says the Ritva must have had a different Rashi than we have in our Shas. Because where is it evident that Rashi would say different than the Ritva that I just said to you guys? The end of that piece in the Ritva, he says, Shaloka Perish Rashi. So on the notes, he says, where is that? Where is that, Lamaisa? There's no Rashi against what the Ritva said. So he says, evident again, the Ritva did not have the same Rashi that we have on the Gemara. Because he says this shot is against it. So you see the Feirish Halach Lamaisa. So again, I want you to get this. What is the din of Takaris Marish? That the Nigza, the Gazlan, can keep the stuff. if he already was tovea the guy in Bezer with Tochachagra, Kodom Lachain, even though he hasn't yet paid him, once you have the chutzpah, I shouldn't say it's chutzpah, but once you take the guy to a din Torah, you follow me? Once you take the guy to a din Torah, the Nigzal takes the guy to a din Torah, even though the guy's not going to pay now, he can pay after Sukkot with cash. It all depends when you took him to the din Torah. If you took him to the din Torah during Sukkot, cash. And I'll pay that cash even afterwards. It's mine now. If you took him to a din Torah after Sukkot, then he can demand the bean back. Because you only say Takanas Marsh during what? You only say Takanas Marsh during Sukkot. Exactly.
Wait, so who says if it's, the Rifa says before Sukkot, you have to give him the bean?
The Rifa didn't discuss really before Sukkot. Who was left open, but where Medayik from the tour says before, Mefarish before, it's the same din. Same before is the same din as Sukkot itself. The Rambam, though, says Sukkot. That's what's problematic. The Rambam does say Sukkot, which, you know, is a little bit questionable, but I'm not saying there's a machlokes, Adam. I'm just saying that it makes sense that if the whole point is to motivate the guy, should apply in Sukkot and also before Sukkot. Just pointing out, the Rambam did say the case of Chag, but the way the Torah's mashma, that even before Chag, it's fine. Okay? And like you point out, very astutely, the case is on Sukkot itself. Right? See, the Rifa didn't really say before what the story is. Rifa didn't say before. That's a Kiddush. Okay, you got this, Matthew? Please get it down. The Rifa says it all depends when you take the guy to a din Torah. If you take the guy to a din Torah on Sukkot or before, even if you don't pay cash, you can pay cash afterwards and it's your bean, no doubt. If you take him to din Torah afterwards, then you got to pay the bean back. Yeah. And you can't pay cash back. It all depends on the time. And before Sukkot, we said, it's Masha like Sukkot. You and the Rambam said Sukkot itself, but we said it makes sense. And a woman is not even having a Sukkot, but she's going to be living there. So therefore, we say Takanas HaShavim. And therefore, if there's the Takanas HaShavim, you know, if you don't make her a Takanas, she's not going to what? Even a woman, let's say a woman's a robber. Said the woman's a robber. She was robbed, the grandmother. But she, let's say a woman is a robber. You could say what? Oh, you're not chayv in Sukkah. We don't say that. We apply Takanas Marash even to a woman. We don't say, oh, you're potter from the Sukkah. But we want to motivate her to do mitzvah kim. When I volunteered to do mitzvah, so we applied across the board, no doubt. Okay, this brings us to this Avne Miluim. Let's get this, guys, okay? Then we got to get to the Rishim Shirim. Okay, and also the line of Tais, we got a lot to do. Don, are you with me? Mm-hmm. Listen to this. The Avne Miluim, get it down, Matthew. Simon Chav Ches Sivkon Negimel, the Ksosa Sefer, and Ibn Ezer. There's a principle called Kin Naguf Lizman. Let's say I sell you a car, but I only want you to sell it for 2 weeks. What's the din? Kinyan Lisman. I sell you the car for 2 weeks. Fully your car for 2 weeks. Kinyan Lisman, but it's considered to be what? The whole thing. Is that a Matana Masla Achzer? It's a Machlokes in the Rishonim, okay? But let's assume for now it's a Kinyan Aguf Lisman. Let's call it a Kinyan Aguf Lisman. Is that called Lachem or not? What do you say? You Lachem, think so?
It's Lachem for the time.
You think so? It's Lachem for the time? You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah, because...
Many Rishonim say you're wrong. Kiddushin in the Russian Sukkah and Simon Lamed. Okay? I want you to get that. The Ritva and Kiddushin Davav and the Rosh say it's Lodi Kra Lachem. Please get it down. Ritva and Rosh. The Rosh is in Sukkah by us. It's in Simon Lamed. I gave it to you. Ritva Barosh, Simin Lamed. Lo Nikra Lachem. That's what they write. So the Avne Miluim is a Bam Kasha from our Gemara. He says, I understand. He says, I have no idea. He says, look at our Gemara. What does our Gemara say about the beam? What does our Gemara say about the beam? The beam, even after Shiva, you have to remove the you have to return the beam. Yes, is that correct? After Sukkot, after the 7 days, you got to return the beam. During Sukkot, though, are you Yotze? Yes. So what's going on here? And don't tell me it's a Sukkot Sheula, because this Gemara seemingly applies even to who? Donnie. This Gemara, this piece of Gemara that you read so nicely, Matthew, it's not just according to Rabbanan, it's according to even Rod, even Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara implies Beferish, even though you got to give the beam back, Yehuda, you're still Yotze Sukkot. Isn't that a kin and goof lizman? I thought it doesn't work when you need lachem.
Because it wasn't supposed to be lizman.
I thought a sukkah's got to be lachem. A lulu's got to be lachem. But who says a sukkah's got to be lechem? Even Rebbe Lazar.
Rebbe
Lazar says, no, sukkah, you know, we paskin a sukkah that's going to be borrowed is good. But Rebbe Lazar says borrowed is bad. So just like by we paskin, by lulav, it's got to be lechem. Rebbe Lazar says sukkah also has got to be lechem. So what's going on in this Gemara? Don't tell me the Gemara is only according to what? This Gemara Pashup is according to Rebbe Lazar as well. That's what we're going
to
see.
Because your kavanah wasn't for it to be lizman when you
I understand, but if I say kinyan what kinyan aguf lizman is not called lachem, it's against our gemara. That's the avnim luim's kasha. It's a bomb kasha. You hear the kasha? That's what the avnim luim wants to ask. Oh, so what's the teretz? So I want you to get this. The ksav sofer writes in Orachaim Simon Kuf Chafei, says forget about it. And this is what I was thinking. You know what the answer is? What's the answer? It's mamish mine during sukkahs. After Sukkot is no longer mine.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? It was not. No, it was not. It wasn't yours, car, for 2 weeks, Adam. It was yours forever and ever. Right after Sukkot, they extinguished it. Isn't that a sharp answer?
It's different from the car, or it's
yes, a car. I gave you the car for 2 weeks, so it's yours for only 2 weeks. That's it. That's not this Gemara. It was yours forever. Once Sukkot came, they extinguished this as no longer yours, Bez Nefer. Because Tekanish Marsh only applies during Sukkot. Do you understand how you can reject it? It's not called a Kinyan Guf Lizman. It's called a Kinyan Guf forever. And they came and extinguished it. Please get this down. We wrote on the board. Jacob. Some Rishonim say a Kinyan Guf Lizman is not called Lachem. David Mulim says, how can the Rishonim say it's against our Gemara? You have to return the beam after Sukkot, but you were Yotza during Sukkot. And according to Rebbe Lazar, you have to own it. And our Gemara seemingly is according to Rebbe Lazar. It didn't say it's only according to the Chachamim. It's Mashmash according to everyone. So the answer we want to give from the Ksav Sofer is what? Is that Lamaise was fully yours. After Sukkot, they removed Tekanis Marish, and they said Hefka Beis Nefka goes back to the guy. During Sukkot, Hefka Beis Nefka became yours, based on Tekanis Marish. Matthew, you got it? After Sukkot, they said it's no longer yours. I thought it was a very, very sharp answer.
Who said that?
This is the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, Orkhan Simon Kuf Chafei. However, the Chakas Yoav, the Tzachat Shavar Rebbe's Talmud, in Chelik Alf, Orkhan Simon Kuf Chafei, wants to say what I was thinking, is that the Gemara is going according to who? The Gemara is not going like a Rebbe Lazar. It's going according to the Chachamim. According to Rebbe Lazar, what would be the din?
It wouldn't be good.
According to Rebbe Lazar, you would have to what? You need Takanash HaShavah would be Shalit Tzarek Lachzir Liolam. You'd have to make sure it's yours forever. So when the Gemara says you give the beam back, it's only according to who? The Chachamim. But according to Rebbe Lazar, you never what? Have to return it. So according to the Chalkas Yoav, when the Gemara says after Shiva you return to Gzela, it's only, it was not said according to Rebbe Lazar. It's only said according to us, Lamaisa, that a Sukkah Shul is Gzela. It's only according to us that a Sukkah Shul is Gzela. According to Rebbe Lazar, Lamaisa, you never have to return it forever. You never have to return the beam. You can always give cash. So therefore, he wants a box in our Gemara to say it's only according to who? The Chachamim and not Rebbe Lazar. Which is not so crazy, because we possibly the Chachamim. That's what I thought. Lamaisa. That's what I thought. But okay, the Gemara didn't say it to finish. But I want you to get that other answer down. Yes, Adam, what do you say?
Can you also bring a raya that it's yours because of the fact the Gemara ends that says you can cement it, meaning like you can decide what you want to do with it. You can actually cement it.
Well, it said after the 7 days of Sukkot, if you cemented it, then you never have it. It's yours no matter what.
Right, so meaning the fact that you have the ability to cement it.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That is
lacha. You mean afterwards, you mean? I mean, you cemented it, Lamaisa, during Sukkot.
Right, so meaning you had full ownership.
I don't know if that's a riot, but you had full ownership even if it was Lizman. I'm saying it's not a kinyan guf lizman. I'm saying it's fully yours forever and ever. And they extinguished it.
By a rental car, you can't go and change. And
it's not a rental. It's your kinyan guf lizman. It's mine, it's yours.
You can't go and like paint the car or change the color of it.
Uh-huh.
You can't make
I hear what you're saying.
You can't make a close
up. I think you can if you get rid of it.
What would be
at the end of the 2 weeks, you painted it was black. Let's say you painted yellow. Put it back black. You can do
right,
what you
want. The case isn't that you're uncementing it, it's you're cementing it. And you're
right, I understand that. I understand that, but you're saying the rights of doing it, Lamaisa. The rights of doing. Can you do anything you want during that time? Can you do anything you want during that time? L'chura, you can, as long as it's reversible.
Rebbe, what?
I'm saying it's reversible. You can during those 2 weeks. Can you give this man? So what you do is reversible. As long as it's reversible, it's not a problem.
That is okay?
Yeah. No, you say, even in this case, it's reversible. It's going to be a big loss, though. You know what I mean? You cemented it. You could take the cement off. It's just a big loss. So I'm saying as long as you reverse, I don't know if that's a riot. So I'm saying there's two ways to view this Gemara. Either it's a kinyan gufo's man, like the Avnei Mamun doing, and therefore he asks on the Rishonim. And what's the other approach? And we're answering it. No, it's a kinyan guf mamish. And after Sukkot, they just extinguished it, said it's no longer yours. They made it yours through after business, and everything, they take it away from yours. Thou shalt give it, thou shalt take it away. You follow me? Shem Nasim and Shem Lakach, right? We said a Leviat, you should only have no Misem. Chas v'sholom. Should have no Misem. Right? You follow what I'm saying? Okay, that's the Chiddush we want to bring out from this Gemara. Yeah, what do you say, Matthew?
What exactly is like a real world Lefomais case of Kenyan Haguf Lizman? Like, it's not like a lease where you sign a contract for a year and it's someone else owns the apartment but you're living there for a year. The
question is it like borrowing? Is it like borrowing?
Like,
right. Kenyan Haguf Lizman is a shaila whether it's like borrowing or whether it's like a Matan Amas Lachas. It's a shaila to be shown. But I'll tell you one thing. That this fits the lashon that we said on the Bilvad. Why did it say in-law to me, Eitzmel Bilvad? Makes a lot of sense, because if she wouldn't have screamed, what would he have done? She would have screamed, what would he have done? He would have given her back afterwards the what, the actual bean, because of Hefker Bez Hefker, remember that? But since she starts screaming, and he returns her the Eitzim after Chag, it would be as if what? If he returned her the Eitzim after Chag, it's nearer that what? That she sat in the Sukkah, Sukkah Gzula, because of Chil Hashem Barabim. Therefore, if Nachman fined her and said, even after Sukkot, you're only going to get the money. We're not going to do business. We're not doing Hefka Biz Nefka for her. We're not going to do Hefka Biz Nefka. She's not acting properly. So why should we? Halacha L'maisa. So it comes out, but that's something, these two approaches in this Gemara. You can view it as a what? As it was fully his and it was extinguished, or it was a kinyan guf lizman. Yes, Yehuda, what do you say?
I think that the Ksav Sofer's Teretz is mashma from what we said earlier.
Yes.
About how if they bring you to Beis Din on Sukkot, when it's yours forever, then even after Sukkot, you're only a fucking dummy.
Yes.
But if they extinguish your right of ownership after Sukkot, then that's why you have to return the beans to them. Because on Sukkot, it was yours forever, so even after Sukkot, you would have to give them dummy, or on Sukkot, you give them dummy. But if they bring you after Sukkot, then it's no longer yours, because Beis Din did have to be...
It fits in very well. Excellent.
What Adam said also, I think he's right at that, because if you cement it on Sukkot, then while it's yours forever, you made it from a Diras Rai into a Diras Keva. So Beis Din isn't gonna make you give back the
give right. Back, it's a big loss. It's a hefse
because of Marish.
Yes.
But if it's still a Diras Rai after Sukkot, then they have no problem saying you have to raise an after.
Right. But I'm saying the fact you can do it doesn't necessarily change the Maisis, because it's reversible. So that Lamais, I don't know if there is a Raya, but those are the two approaches we could say to this one, to this Chiddush in the Gemara. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Okay, let's get this. Let's look at the Rishim Shirim, and then we got to see the two Lashonis and Taisus. Guys, look at the Rishim Shirim. Look inside. Okay? Look inside the Rishim Shirim. Let's look inside. Matthew, let's read the Rishim Shirim, what we have here. What Taisus says the following. Abba Gozal Eitzin. Go ahead.
Sham Gemara, Abba Gozal Eitzin, Zichwen. Hagazim yotzei mishum shaitzim ham shalom in the karnas of shavim. Because the karnas of shavim,
they become yours.
Betzuyich mevayer aliba the Rabbeinu Tam posav gazol lebitzos afil acharish yesh koner.
Rabbeinu Tam says mitzvah lover applies even after you make a koner. Ma'ishno.
No, after kinyan the karnas of shavim the kosher mekin yesh the pasul malachilik ben shnei kinyan meilu.
Beautiful. What's the difference? What's the difference in Yehush is Kohen, and you say Mitzvah Baba Avera, according to Bit of Time, and here you all the sins, Takana Shavim, and what vanishes? Mitzvah Baba Avera totally vanishes. Totally vanishes. Now, the truth is, the Balamor, the Saint Rashlama, proof from our Gemara, that Mitzvah Baba Avera is missing from the case of the beam. Why is Mitzvah Baba Avera missing from the case of the beam? Either because why? There's no concept of Mitzvah Baba Avera, or Ritzui, or what else? The Saint Rashlama says, then maybe you can talk about someone else that took it from the gospel. And there's no mitzvah baba avera if, according to what, if you didn't do the avera. Remember we had that machlokes the Rosh Chaim? Remember the Rosh Chaim says you don't pass it down, whereas the Rabban says you pass it to another guy?
Yeah.
That's another possibility you could say. Mitzvah baba avera vanishes from this Gemara we just saw too. Why does it vanish? It vanishes either because we don't hold the mitzvah baba avera, either it's not ritzui, or either you say because why, or either you say another guy took it from the guy, and therefore you don't pass on mitzvah baba avera. But what did the Rav is bothered by? He says, where does Mitzvah Avera vanish when you do Tekanas HaShavim? Why doesn't it continue? Yehush Kedi is Kona, but despite that, Mitzvah Avera continues after. But Tekanas HaShavim is like a panacea. You know what a panacea is? What's a panacea? Donnie, what's a panacea?
Cure-all.
It's a cure-all. Excellent. Well said. Takanas Hashab is a cure-all? Danny, you got this? It's a cure-all. So you say Takanas Hashab is already good? Go ahead. Read what the Rav says. Nearly. Guys, look inside. Beautiful. A vowel. Right, we're in here now. There's human shirim Adam, okay? Please get it. What the Rav is explaining, Masver, is that mitzvah of Avera vanished from Argamora too by the beam. Where'd it go? Either you hold like Shmuel again, you don't hold mitzvah of Avera. What's another possibility? It's not Ritsui, right? What's another possibility? Maybe we're talking about a case in the Kshura case, you stole it from a Gazel, or you took it from a Gazel. So you don't pass on this Avera to the guy who didn't do the Avera. You follow what I'm saying? But what I can tell you is that according to Ben Atam, Yesh Kedi is Kona, but with some mitzvah Avera continues. But when you do Takana Shashavim, there is no mitzvah Avera. Why is that? Why is Takana Shashavim different? We're at the bottom in the near, in the Rishim Shurim. Nearly, read again. Nearly, go ahead.
Nearly, is the Kenyan. About Kenyan Takanas Hashavim, Kona Shelo B'Torah Gizela.
Ah,
Shekona B'Shem Shel Gizela Kfalka Legamer Me'Achepsa.
Oh, it's totally removed. It's released. Takanas Hashavim, it's yours. Poof. That's it. Done. Hefka Besen Hefker. I've been mitired this Chepsa. Go ahead. Vika. Poof! It's no disease anymore. It's kosher l'mitzvah. Amazing. Look inside the next piece. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Any mitzvah says that's a lava nitik lase, there's no malchus, right? So there's no malchus on a lav of burn of stealing. Of Gzela, go ahead. The whole lav. What happens if I burn the object that I stole? What do I have to do? I have to pay. Why don't I get malchus in that case? Because any lav that I can pay off, I also get malchus for. You got me? You never malchus for Gzela. It's a lav, terrible thing, never malchus. Go ahead. I actually said this over a few days ago. Be like, go ahead. The rat is grandfather Reb Chaim. Go ahead.
Oh.
You don't get a mitzvah when you only get a mitzvah when you turn a stolen object. When you pay, you don't get a mitzvah. Go ahead. Still got to pay, but go ahead. You're really a mazik. You're just paying for your mazik. Go ahead. However. Go ahead. But Taisa Makis Arjun says you do get a mitzvah when you pay. Go ahead. Still not a complete mitzvah. Venira. Yeah, in other words, it's still diseased, according to Rabbeinu Tam. You stole a football. It's diseased. I paid the cash. It's diseased. Because even according to Tosfos, I did not get a full mitzvah. Rambam says I for sure didn't get a mitzvah. Even according to Tosfos, I didn't get a full mitzvah. The disease remains on it. It's still tainted. It's a stolen thing. Go ahead. What's Beram mean? However, in Marish, by a case of Marish, please get this added. This is the Rav's being Mechadish. By Marish, go ahead. Tiknu
Chazal.
Chachamim Zichron Levroche. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. When you pay back, it's a full payment. So what does it say? The Chachamim were not Mafkiya Mea Mitzvah Sedation. Elo what? Hitilu what? Go ahead, Hitilu. No, he tilu al adomim din chayfes. They imposed the chomet. The shikayim et hashlumah. Beautiful. See how the Rav frames his greatness. Who's a genius?
Clear as glass.
Clear as glass. He says like this. Listen to this. There's a machlokes tais in the Rambam. When you steal something, if you return the stolen object, you fulfill a mitzvah's essay by returning the stolen object. But if I pay cash, do I get a mitzvah? Rambam says no. Tais's Maka says yes. But even according to Tais, the mitzvah is not optimal. It doesn't take away the disease, according to Rabbeinu Tam. You stole it. It's still a stolen object. And I still will say mitzvah l'babayri even after I'm koneh. But the Rav says, when it comes to kanas marish, when I steal a beam and I make from that beam and put it into a building, that is saying the following, that beam is declared as mine fully, even though I'm a goslin. And when I pay the cash, Donny, what am I fulfilling? I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of the Haitian Zexel in the highest level. And that is why the item is no longer diseased. You follow what I'm saying? And it is no longer mitzvah babaver. Even Rabbeinu Tam, who says you could say mitzvah babaver after I'm konen, when you say takanis marish, it's a clean slate. It's like you went to the mikveh for the object. And it's totally good. Do you understand this? See how the Rav frames it? Even according to Tyson Makis. See, according to the Rav, for sure it's good. Because Rav says payment, lemaisa. It's not even a mitzvah. But he's saying, even according to Tosfos, yes, Ad.
How do we have a mitzvah of Hashava when it came through the Avera? Only through stealing it do you have this mitzvah. So wouldn't that be a mitzvah of Avera?
No, because the Torah says it's a mitzvah essay that's nitak lalav. There are some mitzvahs essay and nitak lalav. For example, the Rashi writes, when we get towards Pesach, we'll discuss it. Ba yiro ba matzeh. Not a lot of seen fine comments on Pesach. There's a mitzvah essay to burn it if I found it. It's menatek the lav. The way Hashem articulated the essay was as a fixing of the lav. And that's exactly what this type of essay is.
Also,
so you don't, you understand what I'm saying? That's why you don't have your kasha. It's a good kasha otherwise.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a stolen object. It's only
right.
It's also that if you have a lost object, then
but,
you have an
but there's a lav by that. Hashem said, lo tukuli salin. You're not allowed to walk away from it. You have a mitzvah essay. But I'm saying this is only to stole it. But you see what the, that's why I want you to get this down. Takanas Marsh totally like makes everything a clean slate. And that's why even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't say mitzvah b'avera continues. Aye, but yesh b'kini konen, it does continue. Because that is the chefs of the gazel still there. But when you do takanas amarish, the mitzvah is fulfilled with the payment. Chachamim told you, pay cash instead of the beam. The beam becomes yours. Donnie, you got me?
Yeah.
The beam becomes yours. That's the Rav Schidish. Okay? Yes, Matthew, go ahead, real quick. I want to finish the piece. Go ahead.
Add this to our list of derabbanans that changed the status of a deraisa.
I don't think so, because anything that comes under the Ruby Hefker Bez Hefker is special. See, Malbinus, they can do whatever they want.
Got it. So this
Hefker Bez Hefker has two Makaros and Shas. It's either Gemara and Gittin and Lama Vavay, Skotz, Apostle, and Ezra, Apostle, Divya Yomim. But it has anything in Malbinus, the Chum have that Koch. So it's not a good Raya. You follow me? I'll tell you where it is a good Raya. When you use a kinyan drabanan, like if you hold agav as drabanan, let's say you're mekadosh a woman with agav. What's the din? Are you fully kedushin? Machloikis. So is Rabbeinu Yerucham. Let's say mekadosh a woman with a kinyan drabanan. Who holds the word as drabanan? Rashi. No. Agav is a kinyan drabanan. Now, right there, let's say you're mekadosh a woman. You want to be fancy. You want to mekadosh a woman with a kinyan drabanan. You have a parking lot in Manhattan. You want to mekadosh the parking lot with the Rolls Royce that's on the parking lot. So you want a Makadosh with the Rolls Royce. So she's coded Agav the what? Agav the parking lot, she gets the Rolls Royce. But Agav only works through Rabbanan. See, Kesef, you're Makadosh with Kesef, Star, Rabia, that's the Raisa. Those are Kinyanim the Raisa. So that's a question, will you elevate a Kinyan the Rabbanan to the Raisa? But it's really not a riot, because Hefka never has that Koyev. Yes. Okay, finish it up. Go ahead. Guys, look inside the rough. Let's finish up the piece of the rough. You got it, Danny? Go ahead. Go ahead. What's Pigo mean? What is go?
On
within Shiva, the Shiva days of Sukkot. Go ahead. About the Bosser.
Go ahead.
Oh, if you have to return after Shiva, shouldn't it be considered what a mitzvah b'avera? Go ahead. I want you guys to get this. A big chiddush what the Rav saying. Go ahead.
Mitzvah
Iser gizela ukeshemase hamitzah uchelak me'ayiser.
So b'gzela.
So b'gzela ishtamshus mitzah mehava ma'ase gzela ba'atzah uchelak me'gzela.
Right. If I use the lulav, that's like using the thing that was stolen. It's wrong. I am shaking a lulav, but that's using it. I'll go ahead and idach. However, oh, I have the ability to use it. Go ahead. That's a little bit of a chiddush now. He's trying to say during the shiva, the ikar is what? The usage of it. So the usage of it is okay, but he's saying it's still a little bit diseased. See, based on what the Rav said, Takanis Marish cleans everything, right? So why after Shiva does it come back? If it was clean, it went to the mikveh. You know what I mean? That's what he's bothered by. So now he tries to tweak it a little bit. You see what he's bothered by himself? He said, a beautiful Shtukal Torah, once you say Takanis Marish, you basically clean slate. It's not a chefzer gozel, I'm yoytzer, right?
On the gavre,
but why after Shiva? I understand, but why after Shiva does it turn back? I thought I cleaned the thing. It's a clean slate. So here the Rav wants to say that it was clean regarding the usage of it. But the thing still had a little bit of a taint on it. And therefore that taint resurfaces after Sukkos. That's what he wants to say. I would have just said easier and just said that what? The Chum said it's yours, it is clean. And now after 7 days, they say it's not clean anymore.
No,
that's what I would have said, but more simpler, what we said earlier in Shiva. You follow me? But I guess the Rav didn't like that, you know, the formulation. He said, the Chum now make it good during Sukkos, and now they take it away from you. So, but the Rav wants to say it's always latent tainted. It was good, like, out of the usage of it. Okay, that's an interesting way. You see how the Rav was bothered by it. Go ahead, what do you say?
Why can't you just say that originally both the Chefzo was diseased and the Gavra had to give it back or pay? But now, the Tamar Shavim only cleaned the Chefza, but the Gavra still has to pay back or give back the objects. So
I understand. We care only about the Chefza, though.
No, what I'm saying. So after Shiva, it's not as the whole fact that I still have to give it back. It's on me.
After Shiva, you got to give it back, Lamaisa, because they got rid of Takanas Marish.
But it's not.
I understand, but he's viewing it as the Chefza itself. The Chefza itself has to be returned or not. So you're focusing on the Chefza. That's what the Rav wanted to say. That's why he tweaks it. You follow me? He tweaks it. Finish it up. Look inside. Let's see, Viker. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Our Tais is good. 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 That's what we said. Aim what?
Aim Isaac Gizela, Bikarko, the Alma.
Generally, there's no Isaac Gizela. Go ahead. Karkos don't move unless you're King Kong. Go ahead. Oh, Tyson digs up a case where the wood, Donnie's wood, is on top of the ground. So I stole that. Go ahead. Not like a class. By a classical case, there's no Maisa Gzela. Here there is. Seer Shultos, it's the case of Tyson.
Oh.
There's a special cloud prague above a common sack of his went up and says he put them steaming up on him. Tyson's Machachim Khan. Oh. So the Rav basically said the second terrace. That was like a chayim that we did earlier in Shir. No? And the Xerz Akosa links up Avadim Karkos is only by the Xerz Akosa dinim.
Yeah.
But conceptually, Avadim has a Maisik Zela and no Kinyon Zela. Kark has neither. But Tysus' case has a case of what? Tysus' case is a case of a Maisik Vera, Maisik Zela, but not Kinyon Zela. And to be called a Sukkah Zula, all you need is what? Maisik Zela. That's what the Rav is exactly saying, which is a big Kiddush. But that's what he's pointing out. And there's still symmetry regarding the dinim that have no rationale, like Xerz Akosa dinim. Okay. Now let's close with this. Okay? Notice in the Tosos, what did it say? Donnie, in the Tosos case, what did Tosos say? I tricked the Kinder properly. Did Tosha say the word midato or not?
He did. But
he
the,
said midato.
The you gave us did.
But the Gosh Ashri, Gosh Ashri, please get it down. The second parak, Simon Yud Zion. Gosh Ashri. Gosh Ashri, you got it? He quotes the words of Ruah. Yes? It's in Simon Tet Zion. He says, Shalom midato. So when I got hit, when Donnie came in my property and built the sukkah, Tosha says, I gave permission.
What's it now for
you? Okay? He says, I gave him permission. However, the Gosh Ashri says he came in without permission.
Is there a nafkamina?
Yeah, it's a big nafkamina. The Marsha says there's a big machlokes here. The Marsha says there's a big machlokes here. Now, I saw in the footnotes here, he says when the Roma quotes it, the Roma quotes it stam. It's not true. I looked in the Roma. Remember, we mentioned the same, we had a similar hour about, then we said it wasn't by, wasn't Shaharach, it was by Arava, and then we found it also by Lulav, then the Kedekes of Anakri. Then we say it wasn't quoted in Shacharach Lepnei Yeshua. We found it by a Rav. And number two, we found it by Lulav also. Now also, he quotes here in the notes. So Ramah doesn't quote it. Ramah says, Siv Gimel, L'chachil yol yeshu v'sukas chavero shalom yidaito kol shkenim daito l'gazla. Chayim lo yasa sukav v'achil v'karka shorah shalom yidaito. He says shalom yidaito. He quotes like that Gosh Ashri. So what's the difference between the two? What do you say? What's the difference between the two quotes, whether you say midaito or shalom yidaito? So I want you to get this. So it might depend upon the following, and then we'll begin share with this tomorrow, okay? Because we got to go bike to tomorrow. But it might depend upon the following machloikis between the Ram and the Raivin. There's a machloikis Ram Raivin, I'll give it to you in Hivoskir Spirit, Vavalacha Hey, which goes like this. When you rent out or lend out a courtyard, whose chutzar is it? Is it the landlord's or is it the lender? Is it the landlord's or is it the borrower? Who do you say? It's machloikis Ram and Raivin. So it could be that the Gosh Ashri says Shalom Yidaito, because whose chutzar is it? Whose chutzar is it, according to the Rosh Hashanah? It's the borrower's. Therefore, I cannot say that you built it with my knowledge. Because if they built it with my knowledge, then what? Then you're the shul and it's your chutzar. So how could that be a sukkah gzula? See, the whole supposition of Tosh and the Gosh Ashri is that whose chutzar is it remain? Mine, because I tricked and I threw you out right after you built it. But if you assume that what? If you assume I gave you permission, that means whose chutzar is it? It really becomes Donnie's. So it's not my land. So you missed the whole boat of the Tisus. You follow me? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So that's why the Gosh Ashri is forced to say that he built it without my knowledge.
And he's doing the other way.
Because if he built it with my knowledge, it's like I'm lending it to him, it becomes his chutzar. So it becomes his land. So that's why the Gosh Ashri stands on his head and says what? Matthew? That he came without my what? With all my knowledge, so it remains my land. You follow me? Whereas Tosfos holds like who? Tosfos holds it would be Daito, because Tosfos holds the sheep and it remains what? Even when I give him permission to come in, it still remains my land. Okay? So we'll build this up a little bit more tomorrow, and then we got to go fight. Okay? Everyone have a good day. Wonderful day. Keep it up, guys. Okay, Minchas, what time?
So we're going to Minchas.
What time is Minchas? 12:40, Ruben?
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, 12:40.